Hello, beloved of the Lord. This is Marriage Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. What a privilege it is to pray for you, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity. If you know someone that needs to be prayed for, just pass this on to them. I would really appreciate it. And as usual, I'm praying for two countries that Pray Every Day is not heard in, and some of these countries, literally, I've never heard of. This one in particular, Kiribati. It's in Oceania, and there are 119,446 people there, and Kosovo in Europe. And so, Lord, we lift up Kiribati and Kosovo to you. We pray that you would bring your revelation into those countries in new and powerful and amazing ways. I pray that the gospel would go forward, and I pray you would send missionaries to them, and I pray that they would send missionaries to us. And Lord, I pray that that you would shine a light in those places. And I pray, if it be your will, that you bring Pray Every Day into those little corners of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friend, so we're starting a new book, and I told you we would be in the Old Testament. I'm going to be reading through the book of Exodus. And so today I'm in Exodus chapter 1 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. All the souls who came out of Jacob's body were 70 souls, and Joseph was in Egypt already. Joseph died, as did all his brothers and all that generation. The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who didn't know Joseph. He said to his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let's deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it happen that when any war breaks out, they also join themselves to our enemies and fight against us and escape out of our land." Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. They built storage cities for Pharaoh, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and the more they spread out. They started to dread the children of Israel. The Egyptians ruthlessly made the children of Israel serve, and they made their lives bitter with hard service in mortar and in brick, and in all kinds of service in the field, all their service in which they ruthlessly made them serve. The king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah and the name of the other was Puah. And he said, "When you perform the duty of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwives feared God and didn't do what the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the baby boys alive. The king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this thing and saved the boys alive?" The midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women aren't like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife comes to them." God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. Because the midwives feared God, he gave them families. Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "You shall cast every son who is born into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this amazing book, and so much, wow, so much goes back to Exodus. So much of this imagery and metaphor of leaving captivity into freedom, crossing through the waters, is continually revamped and retold throughout the Old and New Testament. You have to have a knowledge of the Exodus. And my husband says that you can't read Romans without the Exodus. And so, Lord, help us to really glean the truths that you would have us glean from the pages of this mighty book. And Lord, I thank you so much for the midwives in this story, that they feared you more than they feared others. And so I pray for my friend today who might have a fear of other people or worried about their opinions. And Lord, just may these midwives inform them that it's more important to obey you than it is to try to people please. And your word says that Paul says that if I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. I know that's in Galatians somewhere. I can't remember the address, but it's in there somewhere. And so, Lord, we don't want to be people pleasers. We want to be you pleasers, and we want to fear you. I also found this really interesting. It says that Pharaoh says to cast every son who's born into the river. And when we see the story of Moses, we actually see this as being obeyed, but that Moses' mom put him in a little boat. So she did do what he said, but in a different way. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give us winsome knowledge of how to obey you in tricky situations like that. Help us to know how to have nuance in our obedience with you. And we know that in order to do that, we need to be well connected to your spirit, because your spirit's going to show us what to say and what to do in tricky situations. And so for my friend who's battling one right now, I pray you give him the words to say in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Continue to pray for Kiribati and Kosovo. And thank you so much. If you're listening from another country, I would love to hear from you. You can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com. And again, if you have friends that are in Kosovo, send Pray Every Day to them. That would be amazing. Thanks so much and have a great day. And by the way, this is not for my like glory or anything like that. I mean, however God wants to do things is however he wants to do them. But I just thought it would be an interesting practice to pray for some of these places.